I preach this evening in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and your family. This is a holy night. This is a special night. And I can remember back to when I was a young boy how special this night was. A very special welcome to those of you joining us online for this Christmas Eve worship. You know, tonight is holy, tonight is special, and it takes me all the way back to my childhood of going to church with my family. My dad was an organist and a choir director, and so on Christmas Eve, we would go into the church, and Dad would put together this beautiful brass ensemble, and both of my brothers would play their horns. I felt a little left out because I was the little drummer boy. He didn't arrange something for me in that setting. I always thought I wanted to play the tuba just so I could get in there and play a brass instrument. But my dad would put together a brass ensemble. And then after that service was over, we would go up to St. Mary's Catholic Church, and my two brothers would again play for a mass there. And then it was a beautiful night, just so holy, the acoustical sound of that church with the voices and the musicians. It was so special. It was so holy. And this year is an exciting time to birth hope. And that's been our Advent journey. If you are joining us tonight for the first time, we have been on a journey to discover lasting hope, not circumstantial hope, not hope that comes and goes, but lasting hope. This is an exciting time for God to birth something new in us. It's an exciting time. And you know, the kids are excited too, right? The kids were over at Grandma and Grandpa's last week, and I heard a story where one of the boys was so hungry, he sat down at the dinner table and started to eat before anyone else sat down and before they prayed. And he was taught, you never start to eat before you pray. His mom came up to him and said, Samuel, we haven't prayed yet. You can't eat. Samuel looked at his mom and said, of course I can eat. We're at Grandma's house. And she said, no. We're at Grandma's house, but we pray at Grandma's house just like we do at our house. He said, no. You don't have to pray at Grandma's house. Grandma's food is always good. It's an exciting night for all of us, a holy night. It's a special night. And this is a night that I pray you will never forget, because hope, I believe, is going to be birthed in us. Hope for a better future. Hope for a better outcome. And we are here tonight with new mask mandates and requirements, and we're going to honor God by honoring our authority, and we want to recognize that, but we also want to recognize our priority tonight is to worship Jesus. Our priority tonight is to lift up the name of Jesus, the God who left heaven and who came down to earth to be among us, Emmanuel, the God who is right in the middle of our lives, right in the middle of our mess, right in the middle of our trouble, the God who left heaven tonight. Our priority and my prayer for you and for your family is that hope would be birthed afresh and anew in you. That God would do the impossible in your heart, in your life, in your family. And it can happen tonight. It's a holy night. A night in which God makes his presence known to us. You know what? But it's not always an easy night, is it? It's not always an easy night. For some of you, you have traveled miles and maybe miles upon miles to get here, and now with the recent mask mandates and the COVID Omicron variant, there's all kinds of uncertainty. And even if you didn't get here tonight, you're watching from online and your heart's desire is to be in worship here in this place, but you're not able to, or maybe you're in the hospital or you're in the nursing home and you feel alone tonight. It's not always an easy night. Yes, there can be some excitement, and there should be, because God is doing a new thing in us. But let's recognize as well that this is not an easy night. For some of us, we have traveled here to come. And once we finally get to where we're going, maybe we're stuck up in a hotel room and we're on a hard floor or on a couch. Or maybe you're balancing the demands of newly married life, or maybe a new season of life, retired life, or empty nester. And today, this is going to be a little different for you because there's somebody not going to be in your home tomorrow. Or maybe this season and this time of the year surfaces loss in your heart, and a loved one has gone to be with the Lord. And tomorrow morning around the Christmas tree, that person's not going to be there in body, but only in spirit. This time of the year is indeed holy and special, but it's also a very difficult time of the year. And it was difficult for Mary and Joseph too. You see, they were given orders through a census from Caesar Augustus to travel some 80 miles south from Nazareth to Bethlehem because David had his lineage and heritage through the lineage of David and through Bethlehem. They had to go back. This was an order. This was a mandate. So 80 miles, can you imagine an 80-mile trip? I mean, Kristen and I just did a 9-mile run the other day, and we felt pretty good, but 80 miles? I mean, pregnant, could you imagine how difficult and how horrible that could have been to go 80 miles to Bethlehem? I'm sure Joseph said, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to do that. But obediently, he followed the command and the voice of God, and it led him to Bethlehem. It's not always easy. And once they got to where they were going in Bethlehem, there was no place for them to go. No inn for them to stay. No guest room available because of the census. There were people coming in from all over Jerusalem, and Bethlehem was full. Have you ever tried to find a hotel night around midnight and they say, sorry, we're full? That was their experience. But while there was no room for them in the inn, there was most definitely and certainly room for the good news of God in their hearts. Verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." While there was not enough room for them in the end, there was room for the good news of God in their heart. The same good news that came to Mary and Joseph was first delivered to the shepherds who were keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. And the angel said to them, "No, nothing to be afraid about. Don't be terrified. Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." There may not have been room for them in the inn, but they were desperate for the good news of God in their hearts. And I wonder who has come here tonight desperate to hear good news. You've read the news online. You know how much this is difficult for us to once again be under the mask mandate, but for goodness sakes, can we keep our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ who was born this night for you? And the good news tonight is that we can celebrate the joy that only God gives, the joy of knowing Jesus and walking in a relationship with Jesus. The circumstances around you every single day will change. If COVID has taught us anything, I pray and hope that it would teach you that this world is not our home. This world is only a temporary place, and by God's design, By God's holiness and God's design, we are passing from this life into the next. And as a child of God, you can rest and know that the good news is knowing that God came for you. And if you don't know that tonight, you can leave this building and you can say in your heart, God has saved me. He came for me. He was born to die for me. That's the good news. Our world around us is always changing. But thanks be to God that He never changes. He never changes. And the good news that the angels came to deliver on that night to the shepherds who were just doing their job. You see, there was no connection between the shepherds and Mary and Joseph. No, the shepherds were just out in the field doing their job, preparing the sheep for the sacrifice in the temple. But the angel of the Lord came to the shepherd. Isn't that interesting? Because you see, the shepherds were lowly. The shepherds were the outcast of society. The shepherds were the marginalized. The shepherds were checked off the list. No, they're no good. You see, they carried a negative reputation. They were going upstream. It almost seemed like they were trying to fight a battle that they couldn't win because their sheep would sometimes graze upon their neighbor's sheep and pilfer some of their land, and they carried a negative reputation. No one liked the shepherds. They were thieves. Outcast. And the good news of God came to the shepherds. And tonight, the good news of God is coming to you. And here's the good news. Verse 11. Today. Everyone say that with me. Today. One more time. Today. Again. Today. In the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Here's what I want you to hear tonight on this Christmas Eve. God is Lord and Savior of all. He is the Lord and the King of your life. He is the Lord of your family. He is the Lord of your children. He is the Lord of your grandchildren. He is the Lord of our community. He is the Lord over COVID-19. Jesus is the Lord over our church. Amen? Jesus is the Lord over His chosen and ordained people to be a chosen priesthood, to let the light of Jesus, the light that we received tonight, to shine into this world. And we are living in a desperate, desperate age for people to know the light. There's darkness all around us. So many discouraging things that we hear, that we see unfolding. But if you know Jesus, if you know that Jesus is Lord, all this world could go to hell in a handbasket, and you can say, there's peace in my heart. There's peace in my life. Yes, I'm a broken human being. Yes, I struggle. Yes, I'm a real human who falls short because I'm chief among sinners. But I know the God who is putting me back together again. I know the God who is the Lord of my life. I know that in this world I'm passing through. And the world as we experience it today is not the world that it was designed to be. Do you get that? COVID-19 is not God's design. It's not God's plan. But let me tell you, God is Lord over that. He doesn't shake when we have to put on masks. No, Jesus is the Lord. He's the Lord over His church. And I believe with all of my heart that on this Christmas Eve, God is birthing new hope in us as the people of God to take a stand and to say, God, You are the Lord. And there is no other. I fear and I trust in the holy name of Jesus Christ. And if you believe it in your heart, let me hear you shout amen. Amen. God is the Lord. And there is nothing that is outside of God's purview to redeem. God is in the redeeming business. And if you want to hear more about that, I invite you to come Sunday, because we're going to hear about the Father's house. That's my plug for Sunday. That's the good news. And Jesus is the King. He is the King. to whom every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the King whose kingdom is as it is supposed to be. A kingdom of faithfulness. A kingdom of righteousness. A kingdom of holiness. A kingdom of grace and of mercy. A kingdom where you do not get what you deserve, but Jesus Christ was born so that you can live a holy life. He gives you in the waters of holy baptism an imputed righteousness that comes from heaven so that you can be a holy, chosen child of God. He is the Lord. And he is the King. But don't take my word for it. And don't take the angel's word for it. I encourage you tonight, come with me to Bethlehem and see it for yourself. Verse 15. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off. "Oh, I'll do it another day." No, no, no. They hurried off and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, when their eyes caught the Savior of the world, don't miss this, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. That's evangelism. When you see Jesus, when you know Jesus, when you've seen the Savior of the world, when you know what you have deserved and what God doesn't give you, when you see the Lord of hosts, you go and you spread the word. It's a natural, organic flow of God, the Holy Spirit, moving in you and driving the peace of God to be a peacemaker among the nations, to say chaos is happening all around me, but I know the shalom of peace. I know the Prince of Peace. I know the wonderful Counselor, the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father. I know the Prince of Peace. Do you? Do you? Do you? If you don't, come and see. This is a church where you can come and see. Are you questioning your sexuality? Come. You are welcome here. Come and see Jesus for yourself. Are you struggling with a divorce? Come. Jesus opens his arms to you and he breaks for you. And he says to you, "I will mold your brokenness. I will heal the deep places. Spirit, come and see. Come and see." I wonder here tonight as we close, who may be listening, maybe even online, and you feel the Spirit of God for the first time, inviting you to come and see. I'm going to invite you to make the trip from Nazareth to Bethlehem and to see this thing that God has done. He is the Christ. Whatever you have come in here tonight with, you can know tonight that you are forgiven. Whatever guilt or shame is haunting your past, you can bring that before the Lord of hosts who was born for you to take that away from you. What you did is not who you are. Who you are is a beloved child of God who is dearly cherished by the Savior of the world. And tonight, I want you to hear this. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus forgives you all of your sins. No matter what you have done, no matter what you will do, no matter what your past looks like, God says to you, "I have a great and a glorious future for you, and you are blessed." Tonight, hope has come. And if you want to receive hope tonight for a brighter future, If you want to say, God, enough is enough with this COVID business. We want to be about the Father's business. Tonight, hope is being born in you. And maybe there's something that God wants to do in you. He's birthing something new. If that's you tonight, if you are watching online and God is dealing with your heart, listen, they hurried off at once to go and see this thing that God has done. And if that's you, when I count to three, I want you to stand up right where you are. No one looking around. This is between you and your Heavenly Father who sent Jesus tonight as a babe in Bethlehem for you to take this moment and say, God, I want to come into a relationship with you. I want to be baptized into the grace and the mercy of your love. If that's you, on the count of three, one, you recognize your sin and you say before God, chief among sinners. Two, you say to the one that you have hurt, I've offended you, I have hurt you. Will you forgive me of my sins? Number three, if that's you, stand right where you are. If you're watching online, Jesus is dealing with your heart and you want to say tonight, God, I receive your hope. If that's you, just stand where you are. Lord, in this place, we take a moment to recognize your Spirit at work. Stir in our hearts the immediacy of the obedient response to which you call us to follow you. Tomorrow is not promised, church. This is a word I want you to hear. Tomorrow is not promised. Life is too short. Today, if that's you, stand. This is your moment. You may have been in church your entire life, but God says to you, hope has come. God bless your people tonight. Those who are standing over this building, those who are watching online, you are the Christ, you are the Messiah. Hope has come. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of the things we have done wrong. And Lord, tonight where there is darkness, we thank you that the light of Jesus Christ shines brighter. So Lord, bless your people and help us to follow you so that we too can spread the word so naturally about the one who has come for us, the one who redeems all things. And we pray this in the matchless and the powerful name of the Messiah, Jesus the Lord. And everyone said,